Kim will kick off in Ethiopia tonight.
Okay, great.
Well, in Ethiopia, the Football Federation has appointed the local coach, Johannes Sale, to take charge of the national team following the departure of Mariano Barreto. Johannes, formerly coach of Ethiopia's under-17 team, had most recently been working with top-flight club Dedebit in Ethiopia's league. Although Johannes has limited international experience, the federation kept its promise to appoint an Ethiopian following the failure of Portugal's Barreto. Barreto left last week, halfway through a two-year contract, after Ethiopia finished bottom of its group in the main qualifying competition for this year's Africa Cup of Nations with just one win from six games. The federation said Johannes would start work in the next few days after finalizing his contract, details of which weren't released. Qualifying for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations begins in June. Yes, this is the Sunnyside of Sports coming to you live from Washington. In other sports news across Africa, let's go to Lagos and join Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at DMA.
Let's kick off with African football news. Sierra Leone and Mauritania have walked over their opponents in the first-round qualifiers for the 2015 CAF Under-23 Championship. The countries advanced to the second round of the qualifiers after their opponents pulled out. In the first round, Sierra Leone was built to take on Guinea-Bissau, while Mauritania was scheduled to play Libya. However, in the matches played in the qualifiers on Saturday, Rwanda scored a 2-0 comfortable win over Somalia, while Botswana shocked Kenya 3-0. Return leg matches will be played on the weekend of May 8th to 10th. The qualifying series will decide the participating teams in the 2015 CAF Under-23 Championship. The tournament, which is organized by the Confederation of African Football, is for the Under-23 national teams of the Confederation's member associations. A total of 8 teams will play in the final tournament, to be hosted by Senegal from December 5th to 19th. The final tournament is also a qualifier for the football event of the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The top 3 teams at the CAF tournament will fly the African flag at the Olympics. Turning to beach soccer, the victorious Malagasy team at the recent African Beach Soccer Championship in Seychelles is back home. The players and the officials were given a hero's welcome at a reception in the capital, Antananarivo. Madagascar beat Senegal 2-1 on penalties to win its first ever continental silverware. In a speech, the sports minister commended the players and the officials for lifting high the flag of Madagascar. The team later toured the headquarters of the Malagasy Football Federation. The team is expected to call on the President of the Republic upon his return from a trip abroad. Madagascar and Senegal will represent Africa at the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup in Portugal from July 9th to 19th, 2015. In African club football news, Kaizer Chiefs have wrapped up the 2014-2015 South African Premier League title with 3 matches remaining. The club won its first league crown since the 2012-2013 season thanks to a 4-1 thumping of Polokwane City last Wednesday in Johannesburg. Rival Mamelodi Sundowns was held to a 1-1 draw in Pretoria by Platinum Stars. The victory took Kaizer Chiefs' tally to 63 points, 15 more than Sundowns, whose 4 remaining games can only guarantee 12 points. It is the 4th title for the Kaizer Chiefs, known as the Amakosi, in the Premier Soccer League era. The club will now return to the CAF Champions League next year, after crashing out in the round of 16 of the current 2015 edition. In athletics, Kenyan and Ethiopian runners won the men's and women's titles at the London Marathon this Sunday. In the men's race, Eliud Kipchoge won a thrilling battle with his fellow Kenyan Wilson Kipsang over the final kilometers by 5 seconds, coasting home in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 42 seconds. Another Kenyan, world record holder Dennis Kimeto, was unable to stay with the leading pair shortly after 35 kilometers. He started to drift back, but finished third in 2 hours, 5 minutes and 50 seconds, to make it an all-Kenyan men's podium. In the women's race, Ethiopia's Tigist Tufa ended Kenya's 4-year domination with a surprise victory in 2 hours, 23 minutes and 22 seconds. Tufa became the first Ethiopian women's champion since Deratu Tulu in 2001. Back to football news. 4-time African Footballer of the Year Yaya Toure is still happy at Manchester City in the English Premier League. Club manager Manuel Pellegrini said this despite reports that the Ivorian midfielder is keen to leave at the end of the year. Toure sparked a fresh round of speculations over his future this past week when he said he was open to new challenges. Finally, boxing. It is just 6 days before what has been labeled the most lucrative fight in boxing history. The fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena will pitch Floyd Mayweather Jr. of the United States against Filipino Manny Pacquiao. Mayweather is currently undefeated as a professional and is a 5-division world champion. For his part, Pacquiao is the first and only 8-division world champion. The fight is expected to generate around $400 million in ticket sales and global TV revenue. Mayweather is expected to earn $150 million, while Pacquiao is guaranteed $100 million. Tickets cost from $1,500 to around $11,000. But the most expensive seat, a fifth row ringside view, was priced at $77,500. And the get-in prize, or the cheapest ticket to attend the event, was selling for nearly $4,500 on Thursday. Mayweather and Pacquiao's welterweight titles will be on the line. That ends it for this weekend's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. Segun on the Dota DMA in Lagos. And now on to South Africa's University Sports Athletics Championships. Here is Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma.
Sprinter Akani Simbini won the 100 meters in 10.09 seconds and 200 meters in 20.52 seconds. He's surprised with his time in 100 meters.
You know, the heats weren't so good. I couldn't get out the blocks. I was a bit rusty. Same with the semi-final. I was a bit worried for the final. Going into, you know, the final, I just told myself I'm just going to run. I'm going to run and just do what I can and, you know, just keeping relaxed. And that's what I did, and it showed with the time.
Coming back from last year's injury, you are now 700th of a second away from your personal best of 10.02. I'm sure that you are well ahead of your target plan of breaking the 10 second.
If I can run 10.09 right now, I'm pretty happy because it's the beginning of the season. And, you know, as time goes on and, you know, that the months go on, I hopefully get faster and get closer to that sub 10.
That was South Africa's Akani Simbini, the South Africa University Athletics 100-meter and 200-meter champion. Meanwhile, Africa Junior Triple Jump bronze medalist Zinzi Chabangu improved her South Africa Junior record with a leap of 13.18 meters. She attributes her unexpected success to team effort in training and competition with her cousin Patience Nchingila and Catherine Makaya, who are the senior triple jump national record holders in South Africa and Zimbabwe, respectively.
Honestly, I didn't expect it because I was tied from SA Seniors Varsity Athletics, and this today wasn't expected.
The fact of the matter is that you were competing with your cousin, Patience, who's the national champion, and also your other training partner from Zimbabwe, Catherine Makaya. Did that have an effect on the quality of your competition?
Yes, it did a bit because we motivated each other to go further each and every jump.
Now, of course, you've got the SA Opens, and of course, you still have to qualify for the World Student Games. Any thoughts about that going forward? You've got about 2 weeks.
Yes, hopefully I get where I need to be by that time. A 13.3, if I get that, then I'll be very happy. And of course, it'll be another South African junior record.
That was South Africa's Zinzi Chabangu, the Africa Junior Women's Triple Jump bronze medalist, speaking in Stellenbosch.
That was Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg. Thanks, Mark.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Athletes from 27 countries were in action at the second edition of the Africa Youth Championships in Mauritius, with Kenya's distant runner Emile Chebet shining at the four-day meeting which ended on Sunday. Chebet, in what could be a forestaste of how the medals will be distributed at the IAAF World Youth Championships in July, took the 3,000-meter girls' title in a world-leading time and personal best of 9.10.57. Her compatriot Sheila Chelangat got the silver medal in 9.11.38, with Uganda's Janet Chemsuto third in 9.15.38. Kenya dominated on the other middle and long-distance events as well, including the girls' 2,000-meter steeplechase, with Sandra Chebet and Anna Guthoni taking gold and silver in a world-leading 6.20.47 and 6.29.09, respectively. Vincent Kipyego was an impressive winner of the boys' 2,000-meter steeplechase in 5.37.05, while his teammate Taki Kamoru won the 1,500 meters in 3.44.35. Davis Kiplangat won the boys' 3,000 meters in 7.56.29, just edging out his fellow Kenyan Richard Yator, who was second in 7.56.33. However, there was no doubt that South Africa was overall the strongest nation in Mauritius, taking no less than 17 gold medals and showing its strength, particularly in the sprints and throws. Sprint doubles were won by South Africa's Gift Leotela and Nicole de Bruin. Leotela won the 100 meter in a very slightly wind aided 10.38, with his compatriot Kyle Appel second in 10.